Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed an ordinance amending Title VII regarding alcohol and marijuana regulations to require compliance with requirements under state law, also adding three items under applicant standards for review, and defining the term applicant. Borough code indicates that where the applicant is in violation of borough sales or personal and real property tax ordinances and regulations, has failed to comply with any of the filing, reporting, or payment provisions of the borough ordinances or regulations, or has any unpaid balance due on tax accounts for which the applicant or transferor is liable, a protest will be filed. But the problem is Title VII doesn't define the term applicant, which led to confusion. Assemblymember Tyson Cox, who sponsored the ordinance, told the Assembly,
"This was a response to an application that came before us a few meetings ago, and there were some questions, even with legal, on what an applicant was, and we were having to define that in that meeting as we went. So what this will do is help define that from here out. And what it's saying is, and I'll just read quickly what that applicant definition is. Applicant means the business entity and shall include any and all persons that are officers or have any ownership, partnership, membership, or other financial interest in the business entity itself or that of any additional entity listed as an owner of the applying business entity." And the reason that's in there is because at one time, part of the question was, is it just the business applying or is it the underlying people that are in that business that we should be looking at? Because a lot of times it's a newly formed business, and so we're defining it as the persons or other entities owning that business.
Ordinance number 2021-38 unanimously passed the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reports the Omicron variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus has been detected in an Anchorage resident. The case was identified on Monday through genomic sequencing performed at the Alaska State Public Health Laboratory from a person who recently tested positive in Anchorage following international travel back in November. State epidemiologist Dr. Joe McLaughlin in a recent COVID Science Echo said,
"This particular strain of the virus has at least 50 new mutations that we hadn't seen, compared to the original strain of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that emerged out of Wuhan almost 2 years ago now. So this is the largest number of mutations that we've seen by a large margin. What this actually means in terms of from a clinical perspective is still unclear. One of the questions that's come up is Omicron more transmissible than previous strains? Well, we know it's at least, based on the current data, it appears as though it's at least as transmissible as Delta and probably even more transmissible than the Delta strain. But again, that's qualified by a probably. We don't know for sure yet, but it appears as though that's going to be the case."
McLaughlin also says,
"What about severity of illness? Is it, in general, does it cause milder illness or roughly equivalent illness to Delta or slightly more severe illness?" The answer is we don't know yet for sure. I know that there have been a lot of reports in the press suggesting that it might be milder. But I think at this point, it's just too early to say.
Alaska now joins at least 30 other states and more than 60 countries that have already detected the Omicron variant. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.